truck drivers, it's time to step up and get rolling with T-Force Freight. Drive for a team that's respected everywhere. As a CDL driver in Port Allen, you'll earn $17.70 per hour. Take pride in your work. Join the team at T-Force Freight in an essential job that keeps our country moving. Apply now at upsjobs.com/Port Allen. That's upsjobs.com/Port Allen.
Everybody, I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. On the program, I have the host of the Boston Balling Podcast, Gabby Hurlbut. On the program, we discuss the current happenings with the Boston Red Sox, the mystique of Fenway Park, and so much more.
Truck drivers, it's time to step up and get rolling with T-Force Freight. Drive for a team that's respected everywhere. As a CDL driver in Port Allen, you'll earn $17.70 per hour. Take pride in your work. Join the team at T-Force Freight in an essential job that keeps our country moving. Apply now at upsjobs.com/Port Allen. That's upsjobs.com/Port Allen. Truck drivers, it's time to step up and get rolling with T-Force Freight. Drive for a team that's respected everywhere. As a CDL driver in Port Allen, you'll earn $17.70 per hour. Take pride in your work. Join the team at T-Force Freight in an essential job that keeps our country moving. Apply now at upsjobs.com/Port Allen. That's upsjobs.com/Port Allen.
First, I got to tell you about the sponsor of The Robinson Show, and that is the book, the e-book, I should say, Keys to a Successful Podcast by author Seth Chang. I tell you what, Seth is an amazing author from the Pacific Northwest in one of the great cities of the world, Seattle, Washington, and he's written this cool e-book to help take your podcast to the next level. Check this out. Keys to a Successful Podcast is the book that will help give you all the right tools to make your podcast professional and profitable. If you're looking to take your podcast to the next level in popularity and then some, highly recommend you pick up the e-book, Keys to a Successful Podcast by Seth Chang. Just go to lulu.com. That's www.lulu.com. And in the search box, type in Keys to a Successful Podcast. Check it out.
At Baton Rouge General, we're here for women. Whether it's your first annual visit or your yearly mammogram, we're here. We're here for birthdays, bad days, and everything in between. Baton Rouge General has been taking care of women for generations, and we're not going anywhere. For more information, please visit our website at brgeneral.org/hereforwomen. At Baton Rouge General, we're here for women. Whether it's your first annual visit or your yearly mammogram, we're here. We're here for birthdays, bad days, and everything in between. Baton Rouge General has been taking care of women for generations, and we're not going anywhere. For more information, please visit our website at brgeneral.org/hereforwomen.
Gabby is coming up after the break. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Robinson Show.
It makes a difference when a community gets thousands of new jobs. It makes a bigger difference when all of those jobs pay more than double the federal minimum wage. All Amazon employees make at least $15 an hour. Employees aren't the only ones who experience the impact of our starting wage. Neighbors like Sylvia and Francois of Sylvia's Cafe in Opa-locka, Florida, feel the impact of that extra spending money. See their story at aboutamazon.com/15.
This song's about a dusty road, a pickup and some dreams. But everything about this tune ain't nothing what it seems. My voice is highly processed, the auto-tune is a show. Yeah, my country twang is a load of bull, I was raised in Buffalo. These beats come from a drum machine, the horns are synthesized. The songwriter's from Hollywood, the lyrics plagiarize. Don't know much about the farm life, never lived in the country. I learned to pick a six string, cause my rap career
It's hard to tell which sites are safe and which are downright sketchy. But with Cox Panoramic Wi-Fi Advanced Security, it's easy. It protects all your connected devices, helps you avoid sketchy sites, and even sends real-time alerts straight to your inbox or phone. Plus, you can always check in with the Panoramic Wi-Fi app. So the only surprises are that there are no surprises. Learn more at cox.com/pano. Restrictions apply. Copyright 2020 Cox Communications, Inc. All rights reserved.
From the weekend warriors to the renovation dreamers, Lowe's has you covered. We know you take pride in every project you take on. We share that pride, so we're celebrating with Craftsman Days. Tackle your yard with outdoor power equipment, fix that sink with hand tools and flashlights, and tinker under the hood with mechanics tool sets. Whatever your next project is, you'll find what you need during Craftsman Days. Shop online or in-store at Lowe's. Home to any budget, home to any possibility. While supplies last, U.S. only.
Truck drivers, it's time to step up and get rolling with T-Force Freight. Drive for a team that's respected everywhere. As a CDL driver in Port Allen, you'll earn $17.70 per hour. Take pride in your work. Join the team at T-Force Freight in an essential job that keeps our country moving. Apply now at upsjobs.com/Port Allen. That's upsjobs.com/Port Allen.
Here's the 0-2 pitch. Swinging a high deep drive right field. Watch this baby carry. It is gone into the bleachers. Rafi Devers with number 19, a three-run shot.
Oh, was Devers all over that fastball. My goodness. That ball was crushed by Rafael. Tries to sneak that fastball by him, middle, center cut, and gone. No question about it.
Oh,
what are we talking about the conditions here today? Hot, humid, and the wind blowing out.
Yes.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. That audio was courtesy of NESN, the New England Sports Network, and that was Boston Red Sox third baseman Rafael Devers hitting a home run against the New York Yankees on June 27th of 2021. And the Red Sox did damage against the Yankees in their series that had just passed. And we want to talk to someone that covers the Boston Red Sox, knows them very well in and out. Let's welcome her to the program. She is the host of the Boston Balling Podcast, Gabby Hurlbut. Gabby, welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. So, Gabby, let's get right to it. The Boston Red Sox, they have been on a roll so far, you know, towards the end of June. Really, this whole month of June has been very kind to the Red Sox. I want to start off with Rafael Devers. He's only been in the major leagues for several seasons, but he has had an immediate impact leading the team in RBIs and home runs. What is it about Rafael's game, Gabby, that makes him so unique?
Yeah, you know, I think the thing about him was when we first started watching him, like when he first was here and everything in his first couple seasons, I saw a lot of potential in him, and I was really excited to see his growth and development and just how he improves. And he was having some defensive struggles that kind of continued into this season that we saw at the beginning of the season, but his defense has improved a lot since then. And I think something that makes him unique to just him, that a lot of other players lack, is just his drive and how hard he works off the field, because he's always talking about just getting more extra reps in and just being one of those guys that's like constantly out there looking for ways to improve his game. And I think that's something that is kind of uncommon to every baseball player, because that's something that I think really stands out about him, because he's still so young and he still has so much more growth to do, but he's always talking about, like, you know, looking for ways to improve his game and talking to Alex Cora about things that he can do better. And even when he's in games, you can just see he has like this spark and this motivation to just always want to get better and always do big things. And when he's contributing, he's just really elated. So I think he just kind of, and I think Alex Cora is part of this too, just kind of brings out the best in him as a player and is able to just cater to his strengths. And I think that that's something that's helped him grow tremendously this season. And I think he's just constantly looking for ways to just continue to improve. And it shows, because he's just every single season so far that he's been here has just been better and better. And I'm just excited to see how he continues to develop since he's so young. And I hope that the Red Sox decide to lock him up longer term, because he's somebody that can really contribute here for a long time if they sign him to a longer term contract.
I hope so, too. I mean, Rafael is so good, especially at the third base position. And like you said, Gabby, I mean, Alex Cora and continuing to work with him, and he's so young, definitely sky's the limit. And speaking of Rafael, I mean, he's really turned up his offense, especially in the month of June, where they just wrapped up the series against the Yankees. And again, so far, so good. They've been undefeated against the Yankees so far this year. We're going to talk a little bit more about the Bronx Bombers in a little bit, but we've spoken about Rafael.
Cox Panoramic Wi-Fi Advanced Security protects your connected devices, helps you avoid sketchy sites, and sends real-time alerts so you're in the know. Learn more at cox.com/pano. Restrictions apply. Copyright 2020 Cox Communications, Inc. All rights reserved. It's hard to tell which sites are safe and which are downright sketchy. But with Cox Panoramic Wi-Fi Advanced Security, it's easy. It protects all your connected devices, helps you avoid sketchy sites, and even sends real-time alerts straight to your inbox or phone. Plus, you can always check in with the Panoramic Wi-Fi app. So the only surprises are that there are no surprises. Learn more at cox.com/pano. Restrictions apply. Copyright 2020 Cox Communications, Inc. All rights reserved.
Let's talk about another offensive threat on the Red Sox, Xander Bogaerts. He currently leads the team in batting average. Xander, I mean, you know, Gabby, he offensively, he gives you so much. He can hit home runs. He gives you base hits. He can steal bases. He's one of the best in that department. He can also do his thing. He's been solid out playing in the outfield. Just kind of give me your thoughts on Xander and his play so far this year.
Yeah, so I think Xander actually overall among baseball fans is a little underrated. I think that if he had a little bit better defense in the shortstop position, you can make an argument that he'd be was the best shortstop in baseball. I think his defense is the reason why he's not, but his hitting is tremendous. I mean, every time we want a clutch hitter or somebody stepping up to the plate when they're maybe down by a run or two and they have the bases loaded maybe and it's late in the game and you want somebody to come in to hit, Xander is the guy that everybody would want to be in that spot, because he's clutch and he's been clutch multiple times this year. And he's the type of hitter that will get you what you need when you need it. And like you said, he's versatile. I mean, he'll go deep quite a bit, but he can hit singles and doubles and he can make things happen on the bases. And he's also a really good leader. He's somebody that's been on this Red Sox team for a while. He's won 2 World Series with the team. And so he's just a really good guy to have around the clubhouse. And that just shows, because it seems like they all respect Xander, and just with his tenure with this team and just knowing this team really well, I think having somebody like that as a leader in the locker room has been really beneficial. But he also is just, I mean, yeah, he's just an all-around good player. And, I mean, defensively, he's definitely just kind of shown some improvement lately. He's never really been a bad defender, but compared to some other shortstops in the league, he was struggling a bit, but I think he's definitely somebody that I've always liked being here. And he's just that guy that, you know, more often than not is going to be the guy that's going to deliver in a clutch situation more so than some of the other players on the team. And I think that that's something that's really special about Xander, is that he's the person I trust the most if the Red Sox are down and they need somebody to come up big in a big situation, because we've seen it multiple times this season where he's that guy that'll deliver in those situations. And that guy was Mookie Betts before they traded him. And then last year there wasn't really that specific guy that was clutch in those types of situations, because a lot of guys were struggling. But it's nice that we have Xander in that spot, because he's the guy that you know will come through more so than some of the other people on the team if it's that type of situation, because he's really good at 2-out hitting, and he's really good at 2-strike swinging as well. So I think he's just the type of guy that is just clutch, I would describe him as, like, relative to the rest of the order. So I really like Xander, And just like I mentioned, his leadership skills and his attitude is a huge thing too, because he's good at keeping his team motivated during games and everything like that, because I could see him in the dugout a lot, just making sure people are focused. And even when they're losing, he's coming in still with the mentality that they're not out of it. And I think that fuels the rest of the team to play that way too.
Absolutely. And Stan corrected us at outfield. I mean, he plays shortstop, but my correction on that one. But you've hit the nail right on the coffin, Gabby, when it comes to Xander Bogaerts. I mean, you know, offensively, he's so clutch. Defensively, he does enough to get the job done. And we've mentioned Rafael and we mentioned Xander. And we've got to talk about J.D. Martinez.
Get more out of summer with savings on appliances. Simplify and streamline during the Home Depot's 4th of July savings. Give your laundry room an upgrade. Big savings in-store and online on top appliances like LG high-efficiency top-load washers and dryers. Right now, you'll save a bundle. Celebrate summer with 4th of July savings at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. U.S. only, while supplies last, free delivery on purchases of $396 or more. Valid through July 14th.
At Baton Rouge General, we're here for women. Whether it's your first annual visit or your yearly mammogram, we're here. We're here for birthdays, bad days, and everything in between. Baton Rouge General has been taking care of women for generations, and we're not going anywhere. For more information, please visit our website at brgeneral.org/hereforwomen.
A few years ago, the Boston Red Sox got a steal for him, J.D. Martinez. He spent time with the Houston Astros. He really came of age with the Detroit Tigers, and then he played a season with the Arizona Diamondbacks. But when he arrived in Boston, I think this is where he shined bright and continues to shine bright. He wound up becoming a member of the World Series team just a few years ago, and he brings so much power to that lineup. Just kind of give me your thoughts on JD and what he's brought to the team and his performance so far this year.
Yeah, I could talk about JD all day. This guy, I mean, after last year, there were a lot of people that wanted to give up on JD and thought that he was, you know, washed up and that he was done and he didn't have it anymore, because he struggled in 2020. I mean, he did not have a great season offensively last year. And I kept trying to tell people, you know, let's not go based off of the shortened season. Like, I'm trying to give a lot of players the benefit of the doubt, because it was just a weird season in general with COVID and everything. But then he came out in 2021 and immediately started showing people that he still has it, very much still has it, and that he's not the type of player that's washed up and is going to just, you know, just sit out there and not contribute. And, I mean, he's contributing majorly this year. I mean, he's another one that's coming through when you don't expect anybody to, and he's hitting the ball hard and he's challenging pitchers, and he's the type of guy that a lot of pitchers, I don't think, like to pitch against right now, because he really can hit any type of base and he has the power and he can hit the ball pretty much anywhere on the field. And having him as that guy, as our DH, I don't think that there's many other people I would want in that position, because he's experienced and he has the leadership just like Xander has, but he's the type of hitter that can really hit anything at any time, and he's super unpredictable. And I think that that's kind of a scary thing for opposing pitchers. And I've always said that when JD is on point, the rest of the offense is on point too. And when he's off, the offense kind of slumps. And so he's kind of that guy at in the heart of the order that fuels a lot of the success with the rest of the lineup. And it's very, very interesting that it works like that. But in a lot of the season this year in 2021, if he's in a slump, a lot of the guys around him will go into a slump, like Xander and Devers and Alex Verdugo, because those four that I just named, JD and Xander and Devers and Verdugo, those are like the heart of the Red Sox lineup. And those are the guys that you get the most production from. And if JD is slumping, it seems as if they're slumping too. So it's just, I've always told people, when he's on point, the rest of them are usually on point. And we've seen the Red Sox offense as a whole be very, very dangerous. And I think that he's the guy that kind of fuels all of that. And when the Red Sox are in a position where they're not having a great night offensively or the bats are relatively quiet, a lot of times you'll find that JD kind of gets something started offensively. And so I think he's a really unique and versatile hitter, and I think that that's good to have as a DH because, I mean, if you have a hitter as your DH that can really hit only home runs or a strikeout, then that's not really as effective. And I think that we absolutely got a steal with JD because we found somebody that can do a lot offensively and can make things happen and put pressure on pitchers and stretch out and expand pitch counts. And I think that that's something that's really important too, that JD is good at. He's very, very disciplined at the plate, which of course comes with experience, but also comes with skill. And he's very, very disciplined at the plate, and he's not going to just swing at whatever. He's going to really wait for his pitch, and he's not afraid to take walks. And so I think that that's something that is unique about him too, that he's not going to swing unless he really finds his pitch, and he's going to make pitchers make good pitches. So I think that that's important. And I think he's been a great addition to this team, and he really does make a difference here. And I think that this is, like you said, I think this is a perfect place for him because it allowed him to really strive and really succeed. And I think Fenway Park is just a great spot for him to be. I think he really feels like he belongs there and he can hit well there. So I think it's just a great match for him being here, and he seems to love his team.
Yeah, definitely. It just seems like you said so. You put it very well, Gabby. He seems to fit along very well with Boston and being in that lineup, and he provides a lot of that power. When he gets going, everybody gets going, like you said, with Xander, Raphael, and the rest of the team.
Grilling season is here. Keep things sizzling all summer long with Dietz and Watson. Fire up your Monday with perfectly smoked premium Franks and sausages. Or enjoy endless sandwich combos with fresh sliced meats and cheeses in a variety of bold flavors. There's something for everyone in the family. Plus, plenty of protein-packed snacks. Head to DietzandWatson.com to find a local retailer near you. Dietz and Watson. It's a family thing. Premium meats and artisan cheeses since 1939. Road trip season is here. Stay fueled through your entire journey with Dietz and Watson. Why not beat the Monday blues by stocking up on lunch for your weekend adventure? Enjoy on-the-go sandwiches with fresh sliced meats and cheeses in a variety of bold flavors. There's something for everyone in the family. Plus, plenty of protein-packed snacks. Head to DietzandWatson.com to find a local retailer near you. Dietz and Watson. It's a family thing. Premium meats and artisan cheeses since 1939.
This is Michael J. Fox. Learn more about the Michael J. Fox Foundation's work and how you can help speed a cure at michaeljfox.org.
The Michael J. Fox Foundation, here until Parkinson's isn't.
At Baton Rouge General, we're here for women. Whether it's your first annual visit or your yearly mammogram, we're here. We're here for birthdays, bad days, and everything in between. Baton Rouge General has been taking care of women for generations, and we're not going anywhere. For more information, please visit our website at brgeneral.org/hereforwomen.
From the weekend warriors to the renovation dreamers, Lowe's has you covered. We know you take pride in every project you take on. We share that pride, so we're celebrating with Craftsman Days. Tackle your yard with outdoor power equipment. Fix that sink with hand tools and flashlights. And tinker under the hood with mechanics tool sets. Whatever your next project is, you'll find what you need during Craftsman Days. Shop online or in-store at Lowe's. Home to any budget, home to any possibility. While supplies last, U.S. only.
Streaming only on Peacock.
John Wayne Gacy is suspected of having killed as many as 32.
Straight from the killer's mouth.
They want you to believe that I alone committed these murders.
The new gripping six-part documentary series that investigates the crime that shocked the nation.
The thing everybody thought they knew wasn't the whole story.
John Wayne Gacy, Devil in Disguise. All episodes streaming now.
Devil in Disguise.
Only on Peacock.
speaking of getting going, if J.D. Martinez was a steal a few seasons ago for the Red Sox, another steal for the Red Sox was Kike Hernandez. We know he was a part of those great Dodger playoff teams. They won the World Series in the condensed year last season as a result of COVID. But Kike is one of those still special players. He's a unique talent. He's what you would call a utility player because you can put him at catcher. Sometimes he'll play outfield. Sometimes he'll play at second base. So kind of give me your thoughts on Kike and where he stands currently with the Sox.
Yeah, so Kike, I mean, I've talked to a lot of people about this, actually, and I felt like Kike was a bit of an underrated signing among Red Sox fans when it happened, because a lot of people were not super sold on Kike, but Dodgers fans had nothing but fantastic things to say about him, and they all loved him and said they were going to miss him a lot, and I think a lot of that had to do with his attitude and his ability to be a leader and just a positive asset to the clubhouse. And I think that that's something that really stands out about Kike, is that he just has the attitude to just bring people together. And I think the thing that a lot of Dodgers fans alluded to, that they liked having him around their clubhouse for that reason. But I also think because he can play pretty much any position, it's always good to have somebody like that on the team. And we had Brock Holt that was kind of that utility guy before. And then Kike is kind of, you know, a younger version of Brock Holt that can pretty much play any position. And I think having somebody like that you can throw into any position at any time is really important. And we've seen him play all around the field this season already. And I think he's somebody that, you know, we saw him hitting leadoff, and he still sometimes hits in the leadoff spot, but I don't really like him hitting there. I think he's better off hitting later on in the order. But he has a lot of things that he brings to this team because of his attitude and because of the fact that he can pretty much play wherever. So if a guy needs a rest day, or if somebody's injured and you need to throw somebody in there, you can just throw Kike into any position in the field instead of having to call up somebody from AAA just for somebody to have a rest day or something like that. And I think that people don't really realize the actual impact that Kike does have, because, you know, when he hits, he really, really hits, and he is really productive. So he's not the type of hitter like JD or Xander or Rafael Devers that'll hit consistently, but he is the type of hitter that when he does hit, he's productive and he makes runs happen. And I think that that's the important thing, is if we can have somebody like him towards the bottom of the order, that when he contributes, he's making, you know, he's making plays that are actually effective, and he's creating runs, or he's doing things that are just contributing to the team winning. Like, I mean, even yesterday in the game, on the first pitch of the game, he hit a home run against Gerrit Cole. So it's those types of things, like those types of examples, that when he is hitting, he's hitting really well. And I think that that's the key. And I think Red Sox fans now are realizing that he's an important asset to this team, but he was definitely not as talked about, I would say, before the season started, just because I don't think that many people really realized how important somebody like that is to your team. Because you need somebody that's versatile in the field that can play a lot of different positions, because if you have that type of person, then you know you always have an option if the primary guy that plays that position is injured, or is just you're resting that day because you have a lot of days on consecutive days. And I think that it's just important to have somebody like Kike out there. And he's just a really good locker room guy. His attitude is always in check, and he's always just positive. And he's just, you know, he's just, I think he likes being here, and he enjoys playing for Alex Cora, who I know he had played for in the past. And so I think he just enjoys being in Boston. And I think after he came off of that World Series championship with the Dodgers, you know, I think he wasn't sure where he was going to end up, but I think where he ended up was a good scenario for him, because he's back with Alex Verdugo. Those two are reunited, and I think he's really starting to find his groove here. And I think for a while at the beginning of the season, it was a lot of, just taking time for him to really find his stride and get used to Boston. But I think he's now getting more used to Fenway Park and the environment there. And I think that that's going to help him to really, really contribute a lot more in the second half of the season.
Well, speaking of getting used to things, we mentioned Kike being a utility player. What about Marwin Gonzalez? He peaked in 2017 as a former member of the Houston Astros when the Astros would win the World Series. But since then, he's had his bumps in the road during his last few seasons in Houston, and he played two seasons in Minnesota. Now this is his first year with the Red Sox. What do you see, what do you think Marwin's role has been so far this season?
You know, so Marwin has been a little bit of a frustrating one to watch, especially offensively, because he just has been struggling at the plate a lot. And every once in a while, he'll come up with just clutch hits randomly. But for the most part, he has not been the best at the plate. But his defense is really the main reason why he's here. I mean, in the outfield, he really is contributing, and he's making good plays on defense. And when he makes really good plays defensively, that's when everybody's like, yeah, that's exactly why he's here. We didn't really sign him because he's a power bat, because the Red Sox have a lot of power bats in the lineup already, and that wasn't really the priority when they brought Marwin in. It was more they needed defense because, you know, they got rid of, you know, three of the best outfielders in baseball in Betts, Benintendi, and Jackie Bradley Jr. So they basically needed to start fresh with the outfield. And so he really contributes back there a lot. And that's just something I will say about him as to why he's here and how he's contributed, is he's made some really good plays on defense, and it just reminds people of why he's here. And I think in terms of hitting, I mean, I'm not just counting him out altogether, because he's not – he's not one of the hitters that hits at the top of the order ever anyway. He always is hitting towards the bottom of the lineup as it is. But if we can get him going a little bit offensively, then I think that he could really, really be even more effective here, because that bottom of the order, when they're hitting, this is a hard team to beat. And so I think if we can just get him going a little more offensively, then he's going to be really good. But I definitely think that his defense is something that stands out about him as to why he's here and why the Red Sox really brought him on in the first place.
Speaking of bringing another important player on, Hunter Renfroe. Hunter Renfroe was outstanding in the condensed season last year when the Tampa Bay Rays got to the World Series. Unfortunately, they didn't win, losing to the Los Angeles Dodgers. With Hunter coming over, signing a one-year deal with the Red Sox, just kind of give me your thoughts on Hunter's place and where he stands with the team so far this year.
Yeah, Hunter Renfroe, I mean, I was excited when they signed him. I said, I think this is actually going to be a good situation for him. I think with his hitting style, I think Fenway would be a good place for him. And sure enough, he's been playing really, really well, especially lately. I mean, this past weekend, he contributed a lot offensively, and he's another type of hitter that can hit home runs or can hit singles and doubles anywhere in the ballpark. And especially when the Red Sox are playing at home, you can tell he's really familiar with Fenway, and he's really finding his stride here. And I think that he's the type of hitter that can hit it really anywhere. But the main thing about Hunter is his arm strength. I mean, his arm from the outfield is phenomenal. I mean, he has a really, really strong arm, and he's made some great plays out in the outfield where he's thrown people out at home. And so I think that that happened in this Yankee series, in the first game of the Yankee series. He made a really good play from the outfield and threw somebody out at home. So so his arm is definitely one of the biggest things about him that I really like. And just the ability to turn baseballs around quickly from the outfield. And just, he's made some really good plays back there, made some really good catches at the wall. So I think his arm and just his ability to play defense is definitely kind of like Marwin Gonzalez. It's definitely something that stands out about Hunter, but he also is really versatile on offense, as we've seen especially more of lately, because when he's hitting, he's overall a really, really good player, and he can hit he can hit pretty much anywhere in the stadium. And so I really like Hunter. I think that he's a good addition to this team, and especially because, you know, like coming from Tampa Bay, he's used to playing in the AL East, so he's very familiar with the other teams in our division and the other stadiums that the Red Sox spend a lot of their time in. And so I think that's important also. So I think he's been a great addition. I mean, I like him a lot. I think I kind of had a feeling he was going to be a good addition, but I was just waiting for him to get his hitting going. And he's been hitting really well lately. So if he can keep that up, then he's definitely somebody that I think I would say is one of their best moves that they made in the offseason.
Well, you mentioned about the future being bright, and you mentioned Alex Verdugo. And just kind of give me your thoughts on Alex, where he currently stands with the team so far this year, and what are the skill sets that he brings to the table for Boston?
Yeah, you know, I think initially when the Mookie Betts trade happened, I think people were very, very disappointed. I mean, as they should be. I mean, it's understandable. Trading away Mookie Betts, who obviously we know how talented he is, offensively and defensively. But I think ultimately what the Red Sox got in return for the Mookie trade was exactly what we could have asked for. I mean, they needed to start rebuilding their farm system, and they got a couple good prospects out of the deal, as besides Alex Verdugo. So I think they ended up making out pretty well in that deal, and I actually think they're set up better now for the future than if Mookie was still here. Because if Mookie was still here, they wouldn't be able to start rebuilding their farm system and making a lot of those moves. So I think at the end of the day, it's what needed to happen, and it's only going to make the team better and set up in the future now. And Alex Verdugo, I think, is so far panning out to be really, really good. I mean, he's everything that we could have hoped for in him. I mean, when we got him from the Dodgers, he was one of their top prospects as it is. And so we knew that he had that ability and room for growth. And I know Dodgers fans had trouble departing with him too. But I think he, you know, I think he's the type of player that is very, very dedicated and loves what he does. And you can just tell from his interviews and from the way that he carries himself in the dugout, like, he just loves the game of baseball, and he loves his teammates, and he respects his manager. And I think that that's a huge thing. And he's so young, and his personality is just hard to dislike. I mean, he's just so positive all the time, and he's personable. He's good with the fans, and he loves the environment, and he loves the game. And I think that that's something about Alex that stands out to me, that with how young he is, if we have this kid for a while, I mean, he has so much potential going forward, and he's already hitting really well. I mean, his numbers this season are, you know, really similar to the numbers that Mookie's putting up in LA, and he's younger than Mookie. And I think that that goes to show you that we have Alex Verdugo, who's already performing pretty well, and we haven't even had everybody in that deal even come up yet. So I think that's exciting. And I think Alex Verdugo is the type of player that you really know is going to be positive on any day, no matter what the situation is. And he's the type of player that hates losing, and it always shows his face in the dugout when they lose. And every time they lose, his face looks like they just lost game 7 of the World Series. And I think that that's a really special thing to have, because I think that helps fuel a lot of their wins, because we've seen Verdugo come up big in a lot of situations too this year. And I think he's the type of player that fights until the end of the game and does not give up until the last out of any game. And I think that that's really, really special. And so I hope that we hang on to him, because he's definitely somebody that is a special player that we got from the Dodgers. And I think he's a perfect fit here. I think he really is finding his stride, because I mean, he was good when he was in LA. I mean, he was young and he was kind of brand new to the league at that point. But I think Boston has allowed him to really start to break out of his shell and develop and grow more. And I think having Alex Cora as his manager seems to be really working for him, because of Cora's ability to connect with the players. And I think he's good at catering to people's strengths and pointing out their weaknesses. And I think that that's really – that type of coaching has really helped Alex Verdugo to just kind of find his stride here, because he's – I mean, he's so good with the bat, and his attitude is just such a huge part of why I like him so much. And I think he's just a well-liked guy in Boston, and so I think – the fans are falling in love with him, and he's just a great guy to have here overall.
At Baton Rouge General, we're here for women. Whether it's your first annual visit or your yearly mammogram, we're here. We're here for birthdays, bad days, and everything in between. Baton Rouge General has been taking care of women for generations, and we're not going anywhere. For more information, please visit our website at brgeneral.org/hereforwomen. At Baton Rouge General, we're here for women. Whether it's your first annual visit or your yearly mammogram, we're here. We're here for birthdays, bad days, and everything in between. Baton Rouge General has been taking care of women for generations, and we're not going anywhere. For more information, please visit our website at brgeneral.org/hereforwomen. At Baton Rouge General, we're here for women. Whether it's your first annual visit or your yearly mammogram, we're here. We're here for birthdays, bad days, and everything in between. Baton Rouge General has been taking care of women for generations, and we're not going anywhere. For more information, please visit our website at brgeneral.org/hereforwomen.
Road trip season is here. Stay fueled through your entire journey with Dietz and Watson. Why not beat the Monday blues by stocking up on lunch for your weekend adventure? Enjoy on-the-go sandwiches with fresh sliced meats and cheeses in a variety of bold flavors. There's something for everyone in the family, plus plenty of protein-packed snacks. Head to DietzandWatson.com to find a local retailer near you. Dietz and Watson, it's a family thing. Premium meats and artisan cheeses since 1939.
Pros like you power through the day at Lowe's and take advantage of exclusive services just for pros. That means you don't just get nails. You get free compressed air for your tires and portable tanks. It means your supply run comes with trailer parking for pros. A snack. And a place to recharge your phone. And it means you get back to work faster with the Pros Only checkout. That's why Lowe's is the new home for pros. U.S. only.
At Baton Rouge General, we're here for women. Whether it's your first annual visit or your yearly mammogram, we're here. We're here for birthdays, bad days, and everything in between. Baton Rouge General has been taking care of women for generations. And we're not going anywhere. For more information, please visit our website at brgeneral.org/hereforwomen.
Things I thought could never happen to me in a punk band?
What?
We Are Lady Parts, a new original comedy streaming only on Peacock.
A confused mix of hash anthems and sour girl power.
Syra, vocals. Aisha, drummer. Bisma, bassist. Mumtaz, band manager. And me, Amina, lead guitar.
You were really good until you puked all over the front row. Ew.
We Are Lady Parts. All episodes streaming now. Only on Peacock. Whatever you're funny, Peacock's got it exclusively. Stream classic sitcoms like The Office, Parks and Recreation, and Two and a Half Men. Plus, catch Peacock original comedies like AP Bio and Saved by the Bell. For all your exclusive comedy faves, go to PeacockTV.com and get started.
It's never been easier to get outside with Academy Sports and Outdoors. Stop by your local Academy store on Airline Highway across from Cortana Mall in Baton Rouge. Or visit us online at Academy.com and find everything you need for grilling, camping, biking, backyard fun, and more. Shop top brands like Pitbull, Schwinn, Hydro Flask, Pelican, and the new Magellan Outdoors Pro, all at prices you'll love. With in-store and curbside pickup available now. And with Academy's wide selection of great gear, get ready to have fun out there with the whole family.
At Baton Rouge General, we're here for women. Whether it's your first annual visit or your yearly mammogram, we're here. We're here for birthdays, bad days, and everything in between. Baton Rouge General has been taking care of women for generations, and we're not going anywhere. For more information, please visit our website at brgeneral.org/hereforwomen.
Well, you know, speaking of having an attitude, you know, for a long time in the Red Sox organization, pitchers have had attitude in a very good way with the likes of Curt Schilling, Josh Beckett, and, you know, the list goes on and on. So currently, as of the moment, Nathan Eovaldi is leading the team in wins, ERA, and in those categories. Nathan has had, you know, he's been through a lot. He's been through a lot, spending time with the Los Angeles Dodgers. He also spent some time with the Miami Marlins, the rival New York Yankees, and the Tampa Bay Rays. And now he's been with the Red Sox organization for about 4 seasons now. Just kind of give me your thoughts on Nathan and his performance so far this year and how he's progressing in the rotation.
Yeah, you know, the thing about Eovaldi that I really, really like is his ability to put pressure on a lot of offenses. And when he's on point, he's pretty much unhittable. And, I mean, we saw that against the Yankees the other night. I mean, he was very, very on point, and they were not hitting a lot of what he was throwing to them. And when he's in situations where he has base runners, he works a lot slower, and he's a lot more careful with his pitches, and I like that. It shows that he's very aware of what's going on, and he knows how he has to adjust when he's in pressure situations, and I think that that's something I like about Eovaldi. One thing I will say is that he has been a bit inconsistent this year. I mean, he'll have some starts where he doesn't go that deep, and he just doesn't have it, and I think that that's been an overall issue with the Red Sox rotation. If I had to say, is inconsistency and just not being able to go that deep into games. But Eovaldi is the type of guy that I think in terms of the Red Sox rotation right now is in the best spot in terms of overall consistency and overall performance. I think that he is somebody that is just really going to be one of the top rotation guys. And when they do have Chris Sale come back, we don't know for sure how Sale is going to be right away, because you never know when somebody comes back from Tommy John surgery how they're really going to be. And according to Cora, he's progressing really well, but he probably is not going to be the number one guy right when he comes back. So when he comes back, if he's not the number one guy and Eovaldi is still pitching well at that point, then I think I would probably say Eovaldi I would see as that number one starter. And then until Sale really finds his groove again, and then maybe they switch it up again. But overall, I think Eovaldi is the guy that I would say I trust the most right now. If I had to pick somebody to start right now in a wild card playoff game, just based on what I've seen lately. I mean, he has to cut down on walks. I think he walks a bit too many people, but I think overall he's really good. But, I mean, Nick Pivetta is another guy that's been fantastic. I think that was another absolute steal that we got from the Phillies. I think he's a very, very good pitcher, and I think he's overall, you know, overall he's pretty consistent too. I mean, the walks are really, really what hurts him, but he's been fantastic too. So I think it's going to be interesting between the two of them to kind of watch who seems to have a better season over the next couple months, because Pivetta is another one that I would trust a lot too. So those are the two guys that I've liked the best so far this year from what I've seen from the pitching rotation. I think that they have the most consistent stuff, and I think that they're the guys that Red Sox fans right now feel like they can trust the most out of that rotation.
Yeah, Nick, you mentioned Nick Pivetta. Nick is currently leading the team in strikeouts, so he's definitely had a solid first half of the year thus far. And staying with pitchers, you know, most teams in Major League Baseball have great closing pitchers, and the Red Sox, they've had some great closing pitchers in their organization, from Jonathan Papelbon to
Koji Uehara, and as most recent as Craig Kimbrell, but now they've got Matt Barnes, who currently has, for the moment, has 16 saves on the team. Just kind of give me your thoughts on Matt, because Matt, similar to Nathan, has been trying to find his way, but so far so good. He seems to have gotten into a groove. Just kind of give me your thoughts on Matt so far with what he's done with the Red Sox this year.
Yeah, Matt Barnes. I've always had a soft spot for him, first of all, because he's a UConn guy, and I grew up about 10 minutes from UConn. So I've always been a big Matt Barnes fan. But I will say, when the news came out this season that he was going to be the closer, that did make me a little nervous, because based on what I had seen from him the last couple seasons, there were times when he would come into games in pressure situations and he wouldn't be able to deliver. And so that was something that made me nervous about him being in that spot. But I also trusted Alex Cora, and I said, you know, I have no reason not to trust Cora right now. I think that he's a very knowledgeable manager, and he knows kind of what this team needs in terms of who's playing where. So I said, okay, let's just roll with it and see. But boy, has he exceeded everybody's expectations as a closer. I mean, he's been fantastic for the most part overall. I mean, he goes out there and he gets the job done. And I love seeing him in that spot now. And whenever they're in a close game, when they're up by, you know, a run or two going into the ninth, I really do trust now that he's going to come into the game and he's going to take care of business, because he has not shown that he won't do that. And so I think that that's really, really key, because the Red Sox, you know, after Craig Kimbrell and that whole situation, there was no real closer. There was no clear, specific closer. And I said during the offseason, I said, I wonder if the Red Sox are going to consider signing an actual closer. But it turns out they didn't even have to, because Matt Barnes is actually doing a really, really good job in that role. And I think a lot of us can agree with me when I say we feel confident when he steps onto the mound, knowing that the chances are he's going to take care of the job. And I think overall now, something that's helped contribute to that is the fact that the Red Sox overall have a lot more bullpen options now than they have the last couple seasons. Because the bullpen really was the problem for the most part the last couple seasons. Last year especially, I mean, the pitching overall wasn't good, but the bullpen was just horrendous. And so I think the fact that they did some things this off season, seeing the bullpen, has also helped too, because they have other solid bullpen arms now that they can turn to before going to Matt Barnes, more so than they've had before. And I think that also has made a big difference, because they have more guys now that can pitch the 7 or 8 innings and then kind of help Barnes and make his job a little bit easier. But there's so much I can say about him and just how clutch he's been this season. And I think that's been something that's really, really helped the Red Sox, because the closing position has been a question mark for a couple seasons.
It's never been easier to get outside with Academy Sports and Outdoors. Stop by your local Academy store on Airline Highway across from Cortana Mall in Baton Rouge and shop great gear from top brands like Pitbull, Swim, Hydro Flask, Pelican, and more.
From the weekend warriors to the renovation dreamers, Lowe's has you covered. We know you take pride in every project you take on. We share that pride, so we're celebrating with Craftsman Days. Tackle your yard with outdoor power equipment, fix that sink with hand tools and flashlights, and tinker under the hood with mechanics tool sets. Whatever your next project is, you'll find what you need during Craftsman Days. Shop online or in-store at Lowe's. Home to any budget, home to any possibility. While supplies last, U.S. only.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
My dad used to say that.
Sure, yeah. It's from Geico.
Yeah, whenever I would ask my dad for life advice, he'd sit me down and say, son, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more. And look at me now, a well-adjusted adult with a drawer full of plastic bags I'll never use.
Okay, I'm confused. Was your dad a licensed Geico agent?
Nah, he was just a real good dad.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Cox Panoramic Wi-Fi Advanced Security protects your connected devices, helps you avoid sketchy sites, and sends real-time alerts so you're in the know. Learn more at cox.com/pano. Restrictions apply. Copyright 2020 Cox Communications, Inc. All rights reserved. It's hard to tell which sites are safe and which are downright sketchy. But with Cox Panoramic Wi-Fi Advanced Security, it's easy. It protects all your connected devices, helps you avoid sketchy sites, and even sends real-time alerts straight to your inbox or phone. Plus, you can always check in with the Panoramic Wi-Fi app. So the only surprises are that there are no surprises. Learn more at cox.com/pano. Restrictions apply. Copyright 2020 Cox Communications, Inc. All rights reserved. Cox Panoramic Wi-Fi Advanced Security protects your connected devices, helps you avoid sketchy sites, and sends real-time alerts so you're in the know. Learn more at cox.com/pano. Restrictions apply. Copyright 2020 Cox Communications, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, you know, speaking of continuing with the pitching rotation, Eduardo Rodriguez, he's been effective during his short time with the Boston Red Sox, of course, being a part of the World Series team in 2018. But last season was difficult for all of us, not just in society, but in the sports world as well. And Eduardo had tested positive for COVID-19, and he was diagnosed with myocarditis, which is a heart condition that involves the inflammation of the heart as a result of COVID-19. And he didn't play the remainder of the condensed season due to health reasons. I want to ask you this, Gabby. Where is Eduardo in terms of his health, and what's his status for going forward in the 2021 season?
Yeah, you know, it was really, really unfortunate what happened to him last year, because we saw him be very, very dominant in 2018, but especially 2019. And then what happened last year was just really unfortunate. And then he comes back this year, and he's had his struggles for sure. I mean, he's been inconsistent. He pitched great yesterday against the Yankees. That was one of his best starts of the season. But he's just had his struggles, and especially early on in the games, he'll come in and he'll give up runs in the first couple innings, and it takes him a while to kind of settle in. And I think that that's something that frustrates people a lot. And he's definitely been kind of not the same Eduardo Rodriguez that everybody was used to seeing before he had his health problems. And according to him and according to Alex Cora, he feels 100% fine now, and he feels like he's back to normal. He just still has some work to do in terms of his pitching to kind of get back to where he was. And I don't know that he will ever get back to where he was, but we don't really need him to if he's going to be a back of the rotation guy. I mean, if we have a solid 1, 2, and 3 guy, which I'm hoping that Chris Sale can step into that role when he comes back, and that Erod is like the 4 or 5 starter come, you know, September, then I think that he has enough good stuff right now for that to work. I mean, there's still things that he needs to work on, and he has some trouble finding the strike zone at a lot of times. But I think overall, based on what he went through, I think he's giving us kind of all that we can really ask for from him right now. And a lot of times if he gives up, you know, 4 runs or fewer, they win a lot of those games. And I think because the offense supports him a lot. And so I think if he can just continue to just work on things and just kind of keep finding his way back, I think that we'll be in good shape by the time it gets to be later in the season down the stretch. Like I'm looking at maybe September when it's starting to be the crunch time, and the division is starting to really shape out to be what it is. And I think all I can really hope for from Erod is that he can give us solid stuff at the back of the rotation. And I think that that's something that other people will say when you ask them to, because I think we're going to see some changes to the order of the rotation when Chris Sale comes back. And so I think Erod's the type of guy that has frustrated a lot of people this season, but you know, I've given him the benefit of the doubt because of what he went through. And I think a lot of times he'll get the job done when he needs to, and other times he just won't. So I think, he hasn't been bad overall, but he hasn't been as good as we've seen from him in the past. And so I think if he can figure things out, then that's a solid pitching rotation you have right there. But that's a big if, because we haven't really seen from him yet.
Yeah, let's hopefully that E-Rod can make that full recovery. I mean, he, like you said earlier, Gabby, he has been on the field playing, and hopefully we can get to see the Eduardo Rodriguez where he was effective, especially during the year that the Sox won their last World Series title. Well, speaking of the Sox, we talked about the Bronx Bombers, the Pinstripes, the New York Yankees, and the Red Sox and the Yankees. They've had one of the best rivalries, not just in Major League Baseball, but in all of sports. New York and Boston, the cities are like night and day. And the first meeting of the Yankees-Red Sox rivalry was April 26, 1901. And, you know, they weren't called the Yankees and the Red Sox at the time. They were known, one team was known as the Orioles, and the other team was known as the Americans. But Yankees, Red Sox, this is all, it's always been must-see TV, especially during the time with Pedro Martinez and former Yankees coach Don Zimmer had their little altercation. And, of course, we know about Curt Schilling, the Bloody Sox, on and on and on. But what makes New York and Boston, well, what makes the Yankees, Red Sox rivalry, in your opinion, so special? We know the history of Babe Ruth and the curse of the Bambino, but in your opinion, what makes Yankees, Red Sox rivalry such a special one?
Yeah, you know, I think when you look at the early 2000s and how special the rivalry was back then, people associate that a lot of times now with the current Red Sox-Yankees rivalry. And I do think the rivalry kind of lost its hype, especially over the last few years, a little bit. But it's always better when both teams are good. And, you know, the last couple of years, we really saw that the Red Sox weren't as good. And so the rivalry just wasn't as strong. And in 2018, when the Red Sox won the World Series, that was a fun year for the rivalry because both teams were really good that year. I mean, the Red Sox won the division and the Yankees won 100 games and got a wild card spot in the playoffs that year. So it was that year was a fun year for Red Sox Yankees because both teams were good. And I think what makes it really stand out is the fans and just the environment when you go to those games. Because if you go to a Red Sox Yankees game, it always feels like a playoff type atmosphere because of the fans, because of how invested both fan bases are in their teams. I think that makes it really unique because Yankees fans are really, really dedicated and Red Sox fans are really, really dedicated. And I think that that's the type of thing that makes this rivalry so strong is that we're never going to be, you know, we're never going to be as much into a rivalry with other division rivals like the Blue Jays or the Rays. It's just not the same when you play those teams. There's just always something more rewarding about beating the Yankees and vice versa for Yankees fans would say about beating the Red Sox. There's just something more fulfilling about that. And I think the fans and just how much time and investment they put into those two teams is what really makes the rivalry what it is. And just, you know, the constant like back and forth between those fan bases. And I think just because Boston and New York, those cities physically are not that far from each other. So there's always a mixed fan base at the games at both stadiums. You have a good amount of Yankees fans that go to Fenway and a good amount of Red Sox fans that go to Yankee Stadium. And so I think when you have kind of a balanced crowd like that, as opposed to when they play other teams and it's primarily the home fans there, I think that that's another thing that makes it unique is that it's pretty easy to get to either stadium from those places. And so I think having that balance, like that mixed crowd, is really what makes the rivalry what it is. And even the players will say, I mean, yeah, the atmosphere and what the fans bring always helps fuel us to play better. And so I think that from the players' perspective, it's the fans that really help to keep making that rivalry what it is. And just baseball fans in general, I think, see the passion that Red Sox and Yankees fans have, and it makes them want to watch those games. Because, I mean, you know, there obviously are other rivalries in sports, but everybody wants to watch Red Sox-Yankees games no matter who you're a fan of. And I think that that's something that's really special and really unique.
Truck drivers, it's time to step up and get rolling with T-Force Freight. Drive for a team that's respected everywhere. As a CDL driver in Port Allen, you'll earn $17.70 per hour. Take pride in your work. Join the team at T-Force Freight in an essential job that keeps our country moving.
Apply now at upsjobs.com/Port Allen. That's upsjobs.com/Port Allen.
It makes a difference when a community gets thousands of new jobs. It makes a bigger difference when all of those jobs pay more than double the federal minimum wage. All Amazon employees make at least $15 an hour. Employees aren't the only ones who experience the impact of our starting wage. Neighbors like Sylvia and Francois of Sylvia's Cafe in Opa-locka, Florida, feel the impact of that extra spending money. See their story at aboutamazon.com/15.
That's something that you mentioned something, Gabby, the close proximity between New York and Boston. I mean, that I-95 corridor, you've got New York and there's Boston and then there's Philadelphia. Then you've got Washington, D.C., and you've got so many cities along the I-95 corridor in the Northeast, which makes it easier to get to those major metropolitan cities, and the rivalries are very intense. And I tell you what, man, from the Bronx to from the Bronx to Beantown, from Wall Street to Boylston Street, it's never a dull moment in New York and Boston. And speaking of Boston and Major League Baseball stadiums, there's Dodger Stadium, there's Yankee Stadium, there's also Citi Field where the New York Mets play, and then there's Fenway Park. I mean, Fenway Park, I love watching Red Sox games, especially home games when they're playing at Fenway. It is currently the oldest active ballpark in Major League Baseball. It's been around since the stadium was built in 1912. It's been around since 1912. So much history with Fenway. Can you tell the listeners out there, Gabby, for those that have never experienced the game at Fenway Park, just the magic and the atmosphere that's behind it?
Yeah, you know, I think any baseball fan that I've ever talked to, and anyone I think I will talk to, will say that Fenway is a must-go-to stadium. And I know a lot of people that have never been there and that Fenway is on their bucket list, and for good reason. Just stepping foot in that stadium and knowing how much history is there and how that stadium was never redone, and it's so authentic, and you think about all of the greats that played at that stadium, that exact stadium that looked exactly like that and it hasn't been changed or redone, I think it's something so special, because you go there and you just think about how much has happened at that stadium. And I think that makes it more special than going to a stadium that's been, like, you know, redone, or a team that has a new stadium and there's just not as much history there. And I think that that's what makes Fenway so special, is you just go there and you know that stadium is how it was when you had all of these great players going through there, and you see, you know, all of the ambiance there and just everything that they have on the walls there, just reminding you of a lot of the things that happened there. And, you know, 2004 when they broke the curse and everything else, and knowing that that all took place at that same stadium is what makes it so special. And I love going to games at Fenway for multiple reasons, but just with the authenticity of it and just how much history is there, just makes it so much more unique than any other ballpark. And I don't think any baseball fan will disagree that Fenway is one of the best stadiums to watch a game at, because, you know, not only is there so much history there, but there's also so much to do around the stadium, and they have a really nice strip around the stadium of restaurants and things like that not every stadium has either. So I think the experience of being at Fenway is something that you don't find at every baseball stadium. And I think anybody would agree that Fenway is one of those stadiums that people need to go to watch a game at.
I definitely agree. And again, just watching it on television, just the magic of just seeing Fenway. And as you mentioned, Gabby, I mean, a lot of the new, you know, we see newer stadiums and it's state of the art, and they've really kind of not made it fan-friendly, but at Fenway, you really still see it being fan-friendly with the fans sitting next to one another. And like you said, not many changes have been made. It still has that old-school feel to watching a Major League Baseball game. And speaking of Fenway,
it's never been easier to get outside with Academy Sports and Outdoors. Stop by your local Academy store on Airline Highway across from Cortana Mall in Baton Rouge, or visit us online at academy.com and find everything you need for grilling, camping, biking, backyard fun, and more. Shop top brands like Pitbull, Schwinn, Hydro Flask, Pelican, and the new Magellan Outdoors Pro, all at prices you'll love, with in-store and curbside pickup available now. And with Academy's wide selection of great gear, get ready to have fun out there with the whole family.
Cox Panoramic Wi-Fi Advanced Security protects your connected devices, helps you avoid sketchy sites, and sends real-time alerts, so you're in the know. Learn more at cox.com/pano. Restrictions apply. Copyright 2020 Cox Communications, Inc. All rights reserved.
I love the Green Monster. I think the Green Monster is always something for major home run hitters or major offensive players to conquer, like conquering a feat. And the Green Monster has been tested over the years. We've seen Big Papi, David Ortiz hit many home runs over it. Dustin Pedroia, Nomar Garciaparra, and even the Yankee players like Derek Jeter, Alex Rodriguez. And we can go as far back as the 1975 World Series when Pudge, Carlton Fisk, waving the fair ball, and it went over the Monster. Can you explain to the listeners out there the lore and the mystique of the Green Monster, which, by the way, they do have, correct me if I'm wrong, is it still someone operating a manual scoreboard with the Monster?
Yeah, there is, which is crazy, right?
Yeah, it is crazy. I mean, out of all the things that, you know, a lot of hits, a lot of balls hit that wall, and I'm like, wow, there's still someone operating a scoreboard manually. Unbelievable. But just kind of go more into detail, Gabby, just about the mystique and the lore of the Green Monster.
Yeah, so I've never actually sat in those seats on the Monster, which that is on my bucket list too. But the thing that makes the Monster so special is just the experience of being up there and watching baseballs like tower over the stadium. Because when you're sitting in those seats from the Monster and you have that view, you can see so many baseballs like fly over the stadium into the city of Boston. And even just the view that you get when you look behind you from sitting in those seats, where you can see Boston and you can see a lot of the city too, which is another thing I think that's really cool about the Green Monster. And I think that just with the amount of symbolism that comes with that, and obviously the scoreboard thing, like you said, and just somebody manually adjusting the scoreboard there, I mean, that just goes to show you that Fenway Park is how it is, and they're not changing. They're not going to go and change things to make things look more modern just to stick with the times. Like, they're sticking with what people have always known. And I like that, because Fenway, and I think that's what makes the Green Monster the Green Monster, is when you see somebody still manually doing that in 2021, it just shows that it's just really important to them to just keep things exactly as they are. And when you look at the Green Monster, you just see and picture so many people that have hit the baseball in that direction and have hit the ball like out of the park onto the Green Monster. And you mentioned a lot of the players that I think of too when I think of it. And it's just the reason that people like it and are drawn to it so much is just because of just how much you can see from there and just everything that comes with like that section of Fenway Park and the history behind it, and just saying like, oh, I sat on the Green Monster, and there's that appeal to it too. But I think special because you can just see so much from there, and especially if you're on the top of that section and being able to look back and just see the city of Boston and just you're at your favorite baseball stadium while doing that, it's just a really special feeling. And you think about players like David Ortiz and players like that just were really special to the Red Sox, and you think about them crushing baseballs over the Green Monster, and it's just really special because that's a section of Fenway Park that's unique to them. That is just a well-known thing at Fenway, and a lot of other baseball stadiums don't have like a special section like that where you're like, oh, I want to sit on the Green Monster. You know what I mean? I think it's just with the history there and just with what you're able to see when you're sitting there and just thinking about like how many baseballs that were hit to that specific section and knowing that you're in a really special section of the stadium is just unlike anything else really that you get at any other ballpark.
Absolutely. You're right about that. And two, Logue, you mentioned the skyline of the city of Boston when a home run is hit and the ball goes over the Green Monster. Two logos, two signs that come to my mind, the Citgo sign and the Dunkin' Donuts sign. I mean, that is just priceless to see stuff. Like, it's always fascinating when it goes over the monster and then you see the Citgo sign and the Dunkin' Donuts sign. It's just fabulous to see that. I just want to make another mentioning about Fenway Park is that I just love how the fans, you know, when fair balls are hit or even when foul balls are hit, you get to see how enclosed the field is, like near the infield and towards the outfield. I've always, again, it's that old school feel of those stadiums. I just love it. And
truck drivers, it's time to step up and get rolling with T-Force Freight. Drive for a team that's respected everywhere. As a CDL driver in Port Allen, you'll earn $17.70 per hour. Take pride in your work. Join the team at T-Force Freight in an essential job that keeps our country moving. Apply now at upsjobs.com/Port Allen. That's upsjobs.com/Port Allen.
North Star Fishing Company is now hiring processing crew to work on board our commercial fishing vessels in the Bering Sea of Alaska. This is an opportunity to join a great company and experience the adventure of life at sea. North Star is offering $1,500 sign-on bonuses to new hires that complete a full contract. To apply, visit our website at www.northstarfishing.com.
Speaking of ballparks, food. You know, food is an important part of the allure of not just Major League Baseball, but just the sporting experience. The Los Angeles Dodgers have the Dodger Dog, Gabby. The Red Sox have the Fenway Frank. Can you explain to the listeners what a Fenway Frank is and what are the condiments that are used on it?
Yeah, so first of all, when you said that, when you mentioned the stadium and just the old school type of field. I mean, I agree with that. I mean, there's no bad seats at Fenway just because of how close together everybody is and how close to the field the seats are because it's not a huge stadium. So really, no matter where you sit there, you're going to have a good experience because there's no bad seats there. And that's something I really, really like about Fenway. So that's something that really makes me good. But yeah, Fenway Franks, I mean, there's nothing else really like them because they're first of all, they're Fenway hot dogs. So automatically that makes them better than anything that any other ballpark would have because it's Fenway. But second of all, the way that they cook the hot dogs, they make them like extra crispy, the Fenway Frank, as opposed to a regular hot dog. And the tips of the hot dogs are like, this is making me hungry now, are like super crispy on both ends, and it's super good. And they stick like this, really have this like really good like cheese sauce thing that you can put on it that's like really, really good. And it just makes it taste a lot better. And you can't rip that with a regular hot dog because it's unique to Fenway. So they have like this really good cheese sauce that you can put on your hot dog. And then they have, like you can obviously do the typical like ketchup or mustard or whatever if you want to. But the way that they cook them with both ends of the Fenway Frank being like super crispy makes it really, really good. And then when they put it on the buns, they like make sure they have like the extra juice from the hot dog and stuff. Like they make sure that they like melt some of the juice from the Fenway Frank like onto the bun, and it makes it really, really good. I wish I could cook it at home, but there's just not really a way for me to cook something like that at home and make it as good as they have it at Fenway. But it's definitely very unique. And I've been to Dodger Stadium before, and I've had a Dodger dog, and I have to say that I was disappointed relative to what I would get at Fenway Park.
Oh, wow. Okay, well, let's stay with the Fenway Frank for a moment. Is the Frank beef, or is it pork, or is it a combination of both?
It's a combination of both. And I've seen them back there, like, cooking some of them before, but it's a combination of both, and it's really based on, like, whatever you desire at the time. And they just have a lot of different options and different things that they, like, different ways they can make it. You just have to tell them whether you want certain things or not.
Okay, that's fine. How do you like your Fenway Frank? How do you like yours prepared?
I like it. So I'm one of those people that likes something extra crispy if I'm eating a hot dog or something like that. I like it being extra crispy on the end. So I'm one of those people that likes when they do that, and I like to make sure that they overcook it slightly, but not too much where it's, like, burned, obviously, but slightly overcooked where, like, the ends are just super chewy and crispy, and then, like, I get to the middle, and it's super refreshing because then it's, like, I've reached the part of the hot dog that's, like, the really good stuff in the middle. So when I get to that, it just is really – a really refreshing taste in my mouth. And then I like to put a bunch of different toppings on it. And I really like having the bun toasted. I think that is something that not a lot of people like, but I like when they toast my bun. And they don't always ask you if you want that. You usually have to tell them, common to have that. But if I have my bun toasted and they stick the Fenway Frank right on there, then that's really all I can ask for.
Sounds like a winner to me right there. But I know Boston and New England, they really love their Samuel Adams. Do you like drinking Samuel Adams with your Fenway Frank, or do you prefer another beverage?
I do, actually. I do like Sam Adams a lot. They have other good beers at Fenway Park that I like too, though. They have, like, a Wicked Hazy IPA that I really like to drink there, and it kind of goes well with the Fenway Frank also, but the Sam Adams is definitely the most common beer that people have there with their Fenway Franks. And I mean, I was at the game the other night and I had a couple of the Sam Adams too. And so I definitely like drinking that with it, but there are a couple other beers, like good IPAs that they sell at the ballpark, that I also like to have too.
Awesome. Anything else that you like to enjoy eating or drinking at Fenway Park?
Their pretzels are really, really good, too. I have to say, their pretzels are definitely phenomenal. I don't know what it is about them, if it's how much salt they put on them or how greasy they are, but something about those hot dogs, or something about those pretzels, like, makes them really, really good, and one of my other favorite things that I enjoy eating at Fenway.
So you said pretzels. You didn't mention anything about a lobster roll or a New England clam chowder. Do you enjoy partaking in those dishes?
Sometimes, yeah. I'm actually not, like, a huge seafood person in general, but every once in a while, I will take, like, I like clam chowder depending on where it's from. So every once in a while, I will partake in some good seafood, but not usually when I'm at a baseball stadium, because I don't really like eating seafood with beer.
Okay. Interesting. Cause I know I viewed some of the menu and I saw, you know, I know New England, it's like a big, the big delicacies, New England clam chowder, and then you have the lobster roll. So that's why I was just asking that question right there. But man,
that's
great stuff, Gabby. Go ahead.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Known for that stuff.
Okay, no problem.
Yeah.
Well, again, Gabby, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. This was a lot of fun. So you are the host of the Boston Balling Podcast, which is your podcast to discuss anything and everything sports-related in the city of Boston. Tell everybody about your Boston Balling Podcast.
Yeah, sure. So I started the show in December of 2020. I had listened to some other podcasts. I had been a guest on a couple podcasts, and I thought, yeah, this seems like something fun, like I would enjoy doing. So I decided to start a podcast. And Boston sports, I mean, I grew up loving Boston sports, and I'm super passionate about them. And so I realized that starting a podcast to talk about Boston sports is something I would really enjoy. So I've been doing it since December. I release episodes once a week. I bring a guest on the show each week that's affiliated with Boston sports somehow, in some way, and we cover all the different teams. Like every week, it's usually we're talking about a different team kind of based on what's going on. And now that, you know, baseball season is almost halfway through, it's a really exciting time to talk about baseball and the Red Sox, and especially with how well their season's been going so far. But I cover all the major Boston teams, and it's a lot of fun. I've gotten to talk to some great people, and it's a really fun show, and people can find it on any podcast streaming platform. I'm on social media, and the links to the show are on my social media platforms, and I'm constantly posting stuff related to the show. So it's a lot of fun. I like it a lot.
Awesome. Awesome. So one more time, Gabby, where can people find you on social media? Where can they find Boston Balling on social media, as well as let people know where they can listen to the Boston Balling podcast? And any website you have, feel free to let them know that as well.
Yeah, sure. So I'm on Twitter and Instagram, Twitter at Gabby Hurlbut 10 and Instagram at Gabby _Hurlbut 10. And then Boston Balling has all of its own social media platforms too. It has an Instagram page, a Twitter page, and so people can follow those. And there's also a Facebook page. So every time I release an episode of my show, I do a live stream on the Boston Balling Facebook page, so people can like the Facebook page for Boston Balling and catch the live stream. And then after the live stream is over, I distribute the episode to all podcast streaming platforms. There's a YouTube channel, so people can subscribe to that and catch the episodes there as well. And then I'll post segments on the Instagram page as well. So there's people can find it a lot of different places. I know a lot of people like to watch the live stream on Facebook, and then if you miss the live stream, it'll be on every other platform after that. So they can find it a lot of different places. They can follow me on social media, and they can find my podcast page through my social media platforms, because the Boston Balling stuff is all attached to my regular social media, but they can also subscribe on Apple or Spotify or wherever they listen to their podcasts.
That is awesome. And one more thing before I let you go. I looked at your profile, and it says you used to work for a four-lettered sports network. What was that experience like?
Yeah, I was working at ESPN. It was a really good experience. It was my first job out of college. I knew I wanted to work in sports media, and so I'm really grateful that they gave me an opportunity to break into the sports media world. And I was doing a lot for them. I was doing some producing. I was doing social media. I was cutting highlights. It was a lot of hands-on work, being able to watch sports and just get content out there that the fans and viewers would like. And it was just really rewarding. I met some great people there. I learned a lot, and it really helped open up a lot of doors for me within the sports media world. And I think sitting here now, I don't think I'd be where I am if they hadn't given me that experience. And it just opened up a lot of doors for me. And I'm just continuing to work hard and just pave my way through this media world. But I was there for about 2.5 years, and I really, really liked it there.
Awesome, awesome. And you heard it from her. She is Gabby Hurlbut. She is the host of the Boston Balling Podcast. It's the podcast that gets you caught up on anything and everything happening in the world of sports in Beantown, the city of Boston. And Gabby, I got to ask you a silly question about Boston. I got to ask you, New Edition or New Kids on the Block?
New Kids on the Block, 100%.
Really? Okay. You not big on New Edition?
I definitely am. If I had to pick one.
Okay, that's fine. What about Aerosmith? You like Aerosmith?
Yeah, I think they're really good too.
Okay, I'm gonna give you another one. Aerosmith or the group Boston?
That one's hard. They're both really good. They're both really good. I'm leaning more towards Aerosmith, though.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with Steven Tyler and Joe Perry. All right, well, she's the host of the Boston Balling Podcast, Gabby Hurl. But, Gabby, this was a lot of fun. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. And if ever you want to come back on, just feel free to let us know.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Anytime, and we'll be back with more right after this.
Here's the 0-2 pitch. Swing and a high deep drive right field. Watch this baby carry. It is gone into the bleachers. Rafi Devers with number 19, a three-run shot.
Oh, was Devers all over that fastball. My goodness. That ball was crushed by Rafael. Tries to sneak that fastball by a middle center cut and gone. No question about it.
Oh,
what are we talking about the conditions here today? Hot, humid, and the wind blowing out.
Yes.
It's hard to tell which sites are safe and which are downright sketchy. But with Cox Panoramic Wi-Fi Advanced Security, it's easy. It protects all your connected devices, helps you avoid sketchy sites, and even sends real-time alerts straight to your inbox or phone. Plus, you can always check in with the Panoramic Wi-Fi app. So the only surprises are that there are no surprises. Learn more at cox.com/pano. Restrictions apply. Copyright 2020 Cox Communications, Inc. All rights reserved.
Streaming only on Peacock.
John Wayne Gacy, killed 32.
Straight from the killer's mouth.
They want you to believe that I alone committed these murders.
The new gripping 6-part documentary series, John Wayne Gacy, Devil in Disguise. All episodes streaming now, only on Peacock.
All right, everybody, that's going to do it for another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. Once again, a big special thank you to Gabby Hurlbut, the host of the Boston Balling Podcast. The podcast is dedicated to covering all sports in the city of Boston, giving us her insights of what's going on currently with the Boston Red Sox, also the magical mystique of Fenway Park, and so much more. Until next time, I'm Ed Robinson, and remember, put God first in everything you do, and you can't go wrong. Until next time, stick to the script. I'm out. Peace. We'll be right back.